Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, rest anoint. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Hallelujah and praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Oh, we thank God for another opportunity. Good evening, good evening, good evening. We thank God for another opportunity to share with you on the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast, where we all come together to study the all-sustaining, all-powerful Word of God that sustains in every season. Hallelujah. Good evening to our listening audience. We give God praise and honor and glory for you. We thank God for his presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We don't just take it for granted or take it lightly that we are ones chosen to bring forth the all-powerful Word of God. We count that as a joy, count it as a blessing, count it as a privilege, and we just thank God. Tonight, we want to give honor also to our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, under the leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith and Bishop Kevin Jones, and we thank God for the Word of God and his power going forth from 5883 Highway 155 in Stockbridge, Georgia, praise God. And we thank God also for you, and especially you that have tuned in this evening. Tonight we have a guest minister, Elder Maddie Green of Joe's Branch Church, located from the great state of North Carolina, who has going to grace us by sharing the Word of God. This is an anointed woman of God, and we thank God for her and thank God for the message that he has placed within her belly to share with our listening audience. But before we go to Elder Green, we're going going to go ahead and go before the throne of grace in prayer, and then we will go ahead with a song of praise to usher in as well the presence of God, which is already here, but to saturate the atmosphere with praises, because we know when the praises go up, praise God, the blessings, yes, they do, they come back down, and we just give God all praise. So I'm going to ask you, if you haven't already, to gather together your Bibles, pens, paper, if you'll do that. And if you will join me in prayer by bowing your heads, and we're going to go to the throne of grace, hallelujah, in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just give you all praises and all honor and all glory tonight. We thank God, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to be able to come together and share in the study of your word. Pastor Jasper Whitehurst and I, we don't count it, Lord God. We count it a joy and count it as significant. Count it, Lord God, a privilege and an honor, and so humble to be able, Heavenly Father, to host your broadcast. We thank you, Lord God, for Minister Maddie Green, Elder Maddie Green, tonight that has come to share the word. We pray, Lord God, that you just anoint her afresh, Lord God, that you strengthen her physically and spiritually, Lord God, mind, soul, body, and spirit, Heavenly Father. We thank you for our listening audience, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that they are fertile ground, that they will be able to receive your word as it goes forth and as it does not return void, but it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and purpose to accomplish. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit, Lord. For without the Holy Ghost, we could do nothing, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord, and we give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. At this time, we're going to go forth with a song of praise by Sanat. Do you know who you are in the Lord?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know who I am, praise God. And we thank God. Hallelujah.
I know who I am.
my wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can you see his glory? For I know who I am.
Whitehurst and their overseers that's over them. I give honor and glory to God. I will be coming from Psalms 66, beginning at the 10th through the 12th verse. Psalms 66, beginning at the 10th through the 12th verse. And it reads as this. Verse 10 says, "For thou, O God, have proved us. Thou have tried us as silver is tried. Thou brought us into the net. Thou layest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast called men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through the water, but brought us out into a wealthy place." My subject is, this is a test. On this journey of life, we have to face many trials and tests along the way. We can run from them or face them head on. My grandmother told me that there will be days that seem easier than others. The elder women often teach the younger women how to handle themselves in a proper manner. Some of the young women listen, and others went their own way. When trouble arrives at their front door, then they cry for help, for someone to come to rescue them. In a person mindset, their abilities are there as a tool for someone who is wiser than themselves to show them how to craft it into an instrument for righteousness in an excellent way. In order for a person to be in that place of excellency, it will take training, listening, observing, studying, focusing, working consistently, and lasting for the time given to be committed to achieving the goal. See, an engineer wants to design a building to fulfill a unique purpose for a company, employer, city, or a certain person. He or she needs the construction company to supply the blessed plywood, steel, concrete, bricks, stone, mortar, nails, screws, and all other supply of high quality so the building will stand the test of time. See, the employees have to work hard and have skills in a job placed in their hands. They may have to work long hours, glory, hallelujah, and endure different kinds of weather like rain, snow, wind, stormy condition, and face some of their fears of height. It may be a long-distance driving or lifting heavy supplies and dealing with different employees' attitude and work effort. Each day may be tough and rough, glory, hallelujah. Sometimes things get tough, and sometimes things get rough. But God is the one that can bring you out.
Amen.
You got to be committed to finishing what they started, no matter how they feel, because this is a test. In today's schools, students start from pre-K to 12th grade before they can graduate. In most classes, the students are required to take a quiz or test on each subject to examine what level of learning they are on. In pre-K, a student test may seem easy, but as they graduate from one grade to another, the test will get harder. See, some students don't understand why testing is needed. It helps to build their character, personality, attitude while developing their minds and abilities from an adolescent to becoming a mature person, they hope. There are some students who will achieve each goal and others will not. A test proves to the teacher what they have learned in that subject and show them what method they need to help the student to understand it. See, there are visual learners that learn from sight. There are auditorial learners that learn from hearing. There are some learners that learn from hands-on, being active in their hands in order to receive what the teacher is teaching. See, the teacher's responsibility is to make sure that each student understands the subject or the course. See, some students can learn faster than others, but don't give up as the tests get harder. Just keep on forward. Stay in school, whether physically or virtually. Remember to ask for help and stay on the course to meet your goal. The dictionary defines tests as a critical examination, grounds for admission or exclusion, to put proof to something. In chemistry, it is used to analyze natural properties of a compound. The first meaning of test is an action or measure designed to prove the failure or success of a person or thing. The word in the Bible is said it for test is proof in verse 10 in Psalm 66, which means to investigate. But in the Hebrew dictionary, it is spelled baka, meaning test, and is further explained for examination, tempt, prove, and trials like tests. The book of Psalms has a collection of songs, prayers, and songs and hymns, and it represents the worshiper's central attention to God in adoration, worship, thanksgiving, and praise. The way the Israelites worship God as a nation and as an individual is expressed in the book of Psalms. See, in the books of Psalms in the Hebrew writing, there are five sections in the books of Psalms. This section describes respond to God's word and action in kingship songs, wisdom songs, psalms of lamentation or cry of help, or enthronement songs. But Psalm 66 is a thanksgiving song, expression of time of distress and deliverance in God's timing. See, this song represented that when a congregation make a promise or vow to God, we are responsible for fulfilling that vow, even in a time of distress, and to thank God corporately and individually with praise. See, when a person or a church, even a nation, is going through a test or trial, there are four tests we need to know so that we know what to do in order to go through. One is have a focus test. Focus means a direct attention on God and having a clear understanding of the situation time, the trying time, and the affliction time, for all of them are there for a reason. See, everything is going on with your emotional state, like when you're feeling like you got a headache or a heavy burden or feeling like you got abandonment issues. It's the Lord testing for you and us to see if we are going to lift up our eyes unto the hill from whence cometh our help, for our help cometh from the Lord, or will we return over to our mind and our thoughts and our body to another God for help. See, the Lord wants us to go through these things or people so we don't need to worry about how it's going to end, because this is a test. See, this test is like silver when it's refined. See, silver is a soft metal, and the chemical formula is Ag, but it's only 1% in an ore in a mine. But see, that's what God wants us to be first. He wants to be first in our life. See, the Lord will use a test or a trial to bring out the drought, the impurities that's in our hearts and in our mind. Because in Proverbs 24, verse 4, it says, take away the drought from the silver, and there will come forth a vessel for the finest. If any nation, government, church, or person doesn't separate, banish, eliminate, or stand against wickedness, sin, rebellion, and disobedience, so it won't spread the infection in your country, congregation, family, or in your life. See, we have to choose what is worthwhile and reject what is not. Whatever is hindering you, whatever is pulling you down, what caused you to turn from God, all of these things are distractions used to take your focus off God, for this is a test. See, the second test is strength. In Psalm 27, in the first verse, that the Lord is my strength, of whom shall I be afraid? See, he is our source of our strength. And in the midst of our weakness, in the midst of the hardship, in the midst of the disappointment, I will put my trust in thee. See, strength means the ability to exert effort for the accomplishment of a task. You may have been looked over for a promotion. Don't worry about it. For the Lord knows how and what happened, and that how they pass you by. But see, this is a crushing stage like the silver. It is put through a process to get the impurities out of it so it becomes real silver. But it got to go through the crushing stage first. In verse 12, he said, I will cause men to ride over our head. We may look down and defeated, or we may look like they said that we are low class, downtrodden. Then we may face insults and mockery, but God is there with you through it all. Because in Hebrews 12 chapter and the 13th verse, it said, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. See, this is a time we have to be steadfast in the Lord, just like as Joseph was in Genesis chapter 37. See, he was hated by his brother. He was mocked because they called him a dreamer. He was stripped of his coat of many colors, and he was thrown in a pit and sold into slavery for 20 pieces of silver. See, it seemed as though God has forgotten him, but this was the process he had to go through to bring him closer to his destiny from the Lord. This is a test. See, the third test that we need in the midst of this test is faith. See, faith is trusting, committed of one person to another, or loyalty to one whom is bound by duty or promise. See, a person has to depend on God and his work according to the Bible dictionary. Faith is relying on what Christ has done. See, it was God that spared Joseph's life. When you're going through the troubles and the ups and downs, a songwriter said, be whatever betide you, God will take care of you. See, Joseph in Genesis 39, and he became a slave to Potiphar, but the Lord showed favor in his life. In 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, the 6th through the 7th verse, it says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hands of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. See, everything Joseph did with his hand, the Lord prospered him, and he found grace in the sight of Potiphar. He made Joseph the overseer of his house, and all that he had, he put in his hand. Remember, this is the test. The next thing you're going to need is endurance. See, endurance is the ability to survive, the will to persevere. See, the silver is crushed a second time when they're going through the process of grinding into small particles. Then the silver is put in a tank, and the silver floats up to the part of the top of the tank as they add nitric acid to it. Then they'll put the silver on a filter plate and let it dry, and the heat will be 950 Celsius and 150 Fahrenheit. But after this procedure, air is blown across that molten metal and receive a lead oxide, which will burn up or absorb into particles. See, in verse 12 in Psalm 66, we went through the fire and through the water, but thou brought us out into a wealthy place. See, Joseph was falsely accused of a crime he did not commit, thrown in prison, but he kept the faith in God. He knew the source of his strength and didn't waver under the pressure of all his heartache, danger, degraded by his brother, stripped of his title as an overseer, just like his coat was stripped for him. But he kept his focus on God and used his God-given ability to interpret dreams of the chief butler and baker in prison. We as believers are pressure when we're going through. Keep your focus on God like Joseph. See, we got to understand in the midst of our trials to stand and rejoice for the glory of God and not to worry when we go through tribulation, because tribulation worketh patience. We don't know when or how, but I know he will do it again and bring us out victoriously. See, I had to wait patiently for the Lord through my process to be releasing the drought that was in my life and anything that was in my heart so I can serve God wholeheartedly. See, Christ's death on the cross, where he bore our sins in his body and hung on a tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. See, we have to commit yourself unto God with an humble heart because of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. See, the process of this test that you are going through is for the glory of God. People may wonder why or how are you still standing with all that you go through, because it was a test of your faith. And you must realize that your faith should stand in the, not in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Oh, God, have mercy. See, sometimes you have to realize where you come from. See, your, the Lord is the one that you have to depend on, the solid rock. That rock is Jesus. Because all of our ground that you're standing on when you're going through a storm, if you're doing it your way, it's going to be like stinking sand. See, the believer has to use what God has given him, his gifts, his talents, his skills, and the blessing he had blessed them with, while he is waiting for God, doing a refinement process to release whatever God has given him. And God sees something hidden in your heart or your mind or your life, and he's trying to remove it so you can be stronger to stand to receive the changes in your life for the glory of God alone. See, this means that all the credit will go to God for what is about to happen in your life. The glory belongs to God. The glory belongs to God, because without him, we couldn't do nothing. Without him, we couldn't make it through. Because of the promotion that you're about to receive, this is why you got to go through that test. And when you go through that test, you will receive more blessings and elevation in the spirit, and other things will overflow in the things that you need. You will become breakthroughs in your life. And then when you begin to pray, more things will change and be manifested because you humble yourself unto his will and to his way. This is a test. See, in the verse of Romans 5:4, it says, "And patience worketh experience, and experience hope." See, Joseph endured in the prison for 2 years, and Pharaoh had a dream that no one could interpretate, not even his magician or all the wise men. But he humbled himself. Joseph humbled himself while he was in the prison, and God showed him favor and mercy with the keeper of the jail. Then the chief butler remembered that Joseph had said to him, because he interpreted his dream and the baker's dream, says, "Show kindness to me and remember me." But he forgot Joseph. Isn't that like that when people comes in your life, sometimes they don't respect the gift that God has given you? But we have to remember that God will take care of you in the midst of the process of crushing. There are times in our life that you have to deal with things one after another. But Joseph put his trust in God, and he did not doubt, nor did he worry about when God will deliver. He knows that God will deliver him in due time. See, this is a test that all believers have to go through. They have to stand and fight a good fight of faith and keep on praying and believing and singing songs when they are going through. Don't waver from your faith in God, but just hold on to God, unchanging hand. Don't be ashamed of who you are in Christ. Because in the fifth verse of Romans chapter 5, it said, "Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is spread abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." See, the Holy Ghost is our comforter that abide with us forever. Jesus is the only one that can renew our strength and cause us to endure through our tests. There is no one like him. When things seem impossible to man, with God, all things are possible. Don't quit in the midst of the refining process that God has prepared for us to go through to make sure that we become more like him in our hearts on the inside and on the outside for his glory. See, the Lord knows what is the best thing, place, or person for us better than we know for ourselves. For in Isaiah 43 chapter, the second verse, when thou go through the water, I'll be with thee, and through the river, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. When thou walkest through the fire, and thou got to remember that we are going to face challenges. We are going to face hardship. We are going to face pain. Sometimes the road may get a little rocky. Disappointment may appear. Loneliness may sneak in. Criticism and abuse can rise up. But stay with Jesus and have a closer walk with him. Tell him all about your trials and tests or whatever may come your way. But keep on trusting in him and believing in his word. Just like Joseph that said in Genesis 46 and 20, but as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for my good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people's lives. See, this test will make you stronger to resist the devil when he attacks you. This test is building you up to be strong prayer warriors for God. Remember to open your heart in faith to the Lord and let him lead and guide you by his Holy Spirit through the tests and trials in your life. When you pass this test, he will do better to you than at the beginning to bring you into your destiny, which he had planned for you to receive. Remember, this is a test.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 This is a test, praise God. I'm sure as believers, that we can all relate to this message. Elder Green, we thank you so much for delivering such a powerful word. This is a test, and not only for just a powerful word, such a timely word, given everything that we are experiencing right now, because there are many that are dealing with and going through a test right now. And we have to know, as Elder Green shared with us, that as we are going through the test, that test builds your faith, that test makes you stronger to be able to resist the devil, that these tests gives us a greater prayer life. I know that there are those that, oh, praise God, that have that have prayed and bowed their knees probably more now than many have done ever, given the pandemic, given the time to have to be able to be quarantined and sheltered in place. Oh, but God, don't you know that this truly is only a test? And the great thing about our Heavenly Father, that is, as Elder Green shared, even in the midst of the test, God is right there, carrying you every step of the way, preserving you, as she shared in the scripture, that even when you go through the waters, they will not overcome you. And when you have to walk through the fire, you won't be burned. You will not be overcome by the fire, because our Heavenly Father is right there with us every step of the way. Oh, this is truly only a test, praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for Elder Green, for the woman of God tonight. Thank God for bringing forth that powerful word of this is a test. Amen. We see that each and every day in our Christian walk, each and every day. Some of us going through different circumstances of life, and some of us going through different trials and tests in our life. But God said he'd be right there with us. He'd be right there in the midst of it all. He'd be right there to strengthen us, to guide us, to direct us.
Amen.
The one of God extended that God will strengthen us. He, the Lord, is my helper. Amen. He will keep us steadfast, unmovable in the word of God and what he called us to do. He keep us going, focused in on what is designed for us to do in him. Amen. To strengthen us when we are weak. Amen. He graces more than sufficient. Amen. He grades sufficient and rhythmic to make us strong, praise God. We thank God for that, learn to walk by faith and not by sight. So we thank God for the word of God tonight, to know that there are different levels of trial and test, and different levels of learning. Amen. She touched on different tests. She touched on the focus test, praise God. No matter what's going on, same thing as Peter. Focus. He was a focus test. He took it out of Jesus. He took it out of Jesus. Started thinking. So he didn't pass that focus test at the time, but later on he did. Amen. Mm-hmm. Later on he did, because he stayed with God. He stayed with one of the great apostles of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So he passed that test eventually later on. But that focus test is so important for us to go through and keep God in our psyche and keep God in our heart and keep praying for, towards Him. Amen. And the other test you mentioned about the strength test. I like that. God will strengthen us when we need to be strengthened in different areas of our life. Amen. For God designed to, where we are weak, to make us strong. Amen.
Amen.
And that's such a blessing to know that God, our Heavenly Father, He's taking and enlightening us. He's taking strengthen our mind, body, and spirit. We are at our weakest point. God is there to lift us up. Amen. Sometimes we have to learn how to hold each other's arms up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Like Moses, hold your arms up and push on through the day, push on through the night. Amen. And trust God through it all. And God said He would deliver. And God said He would make us stronger than before. And He is our strength through it all. God will strengthen the believer. Amen. He will strengthen the son and woman of God. Praise God. And the other test you mentioned about, the faith test. Amen. You talk about Joseph going through different things he went through with his brothers. Amen. God was right there.
Amen.
In prison. He's right there. Amen. In the apostle house, God was right there. Amen. And they put him in prison. All that, whatever happened, what the enemy tried to do to him, God turned that thing around.
Amen.
You cannot curse what God had blessed. Praise God. You cannot curse what Almighty God had blessed. And God took him through different trial and error. And Jody came out in a promotion, praise God. He came out promotion, and he was in the kingdom. Amen. He was in Egypt in the kingdom, preparing a way for his father. Amen. For his sons and for his relatives. Amen. To come here, place to go in the family in the land. God prepared that for them to be saved. Amen. Through Joseph. Amen. And thank God for that, Lord. Thank God for we learn to have endurance through the test. Amen. You learn to count all joy. It's not always good. But look, God said, I'll be there. He is for our good. All things work together for the good. So just trust God. Amen. Keep on praying and keep trusting God. And the woman of God was saying that through the midst of all, draw nigh unto God, He shall draw nigh unto you. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. This is a text. As Elder Green was speaking, I began to reflect back on when we would be children in school, especially in the elementary and middle schools, they would have these tornado drills.
Oh my God!
And which were just tests. They were to get us prepared and ready for in the event of a tornado, the event of an emergency that would arise, and so. When we have tests in our lives, we have to recognize that though the tests as well are times of preparation, they're not a time for us to faint under the weight of the test, but they're a time for us to be able to draw closer to our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
For that strength that Elder Green talked about, and know that it is a time of building up of our faith, and to know that even in the midst of the test, that just as the test has a beginning, the test also has an end.
Amen.
And to recognize that which, as Elder Green shared also, that the enemy may have meant for our destruction or our demise, that God, praise God, will take it and turn it around every time for our victory and for
Amen.
His glory, if we just trust in Him. And as the songwriter wrote, there will be glory, hallelujah, after the test,
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And so, yes, this is a test. We just give God praise. If you are a part of our studio audience tonight, and this message resonated with you, if you would like to comment, if you would simply go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, Elder Green is still logged into the studio audience. If you have any questions or comments for her, go ahead and log in, dial 1 on your dial pad. We have about 10, 12 more minutes or so left in the broadcast. We would love to hear from you. Again, tonight, Elder Matty Green brought the message, this is a test. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To allow us to be strengthened to go on a little further, to help us to keep truly focused. Praise God. We have, yes, amen. We have one caller. Your dial, you put dials in, and your last four digits are 6399. 6399. Praise God. You are dispatched into the studio. Go right ahead, please.
Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. Amen. I just want to tell Pastor Green, she did an awesome job on the word tonight. Amen. A lot of teaching, a lot of understanding, a lot of clarity. And I just really appreciate the word of God tonight. I really was blessed for the word. Most of all, I just truly like the part of what she was talking about the vision part of don't lose the focus. And I think a lot of us have got to a place where we have lost a lot of focus. But I thank God that she made it real clear that you got to have some focus. Amen. When you lose focus, you have lost it all, I think. And I just thank God for the word tonight. And I just want to encourage her to keep on teaching and preaching the word of God. And I really enjoy you all, Pastor and First Lady and Pastor Hurst, I really enjoyed y'all, and I really enjoy the message every time I get a chance to hear it.
Amen. Well, praise God.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Victor Henderson. Tonight, we thank God for you, and thank God for those words of encouragement.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God. Oh, my goodness. We just give God praise and honor for the men and women of God.
Amen.
That have been able to grace this microphone and be able to share such powerful words, such as Elder Matty Green and Pastor Victor Henderson.
Yes.
And Minister Britt that has shared with us, and Elder Binion.
Amen.
As well, and others that have shared with us.
Yes.
We just thank God for all of you. And as Pastor Victor was sharing, and as Elder Green shared regarding the focus test, again, I reflected back on how that when you are preparing for school, they require you to have a physical examination. And I can remember taking my son to the doctor for his school physical, as I'm sure any of you who are parents have had the experience, and they put them through the process of a vision test and have them to be able to stand and read the letters to check their vision. And I began to look at that point from, as she shared, from a spiritual perspective of how, yes, it's so important, as Pastor Victor just shared, that we stay focused, that our vision is clear. And just as if you're having any difficulty with your vision,
mm-hmm.
this is when we go through to the optometrist or ophthalmologist and they test our vision. If things are a little blurry, if things happen to get, even going through the test, a little blurry, all we have to do is to connect with the power of our Almighty God. And just as I administered not too long ago, ask him, Lord God, open up our spiritual eyes.
Yes.
So that we will be able to see, as it was with Elisha, and he had his servant, so he prayed, open up my spiritual eyes.
Amen.
Open up his spiritual eyes so that he can see that there are more with us than are with them. Oh, my God, if your vision gets a little blurry, if you get a little weary along the way, if your vision may not be as focused as it needs to be, all you got to do is tap into the Holy Spirit, the greatest ophthalmologist that there is, the greatest optometrist that there is, and our God will refocus your vision, and he will give you that 20/20 vision so that you will be able to see. Praise God. We just give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And Matt and Elder Green, I'm going to go ahead and dispatch you back into the studio for the closing words. Praise God.
Amen.
If you will go ahead and press one on your dial pad, we're going to dispatch you back into the studio to have the closing words. Also, if you would, we have one. Praise God. Here, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Elder Green, are you there?
Yes.
Amen, amen, praise God. Well, we're going to go ahead and give the invitation. Then I'm going to ask Elder Green if she will close us out in prayer. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, praise God, this is your opportunity to be able to make the greatest decision that you've made or will make in your life. Romans 10:9-10 states it so clearly. All you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus that God raised him from the dead. The word of God says that you will be saved. So if you just pray a simple prayer of telling the Lord, say, Lord, I am a sinner. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my life, take up residence. Lord, take place, forgive me of my sins. And if you pray that simple prayer and declare that, yes, God, I believe that you raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that he was resurrected for my sake, that he sits on your right hand interceding for me. And if you pray that simple prayer and ask the Lord, come into my life for the rest of my life, that simple prayer has just placed your name in the book of life, praise God, and the Lamb's book of life. And we thank God for you. The word of God tells us that if but one turns from their sin and be able to receive Jesus Christ, that angels in heaven, they rejoice, that God takes note. So if you prayed that simple prayer, we welcome you into the body of Christ. We welcome you into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Elder Maddie, if you will go ahead and close us out tonight. And again, we thank God for you.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you, dear God. We ask God to strengthen Pastor Jasper and Pastor Constance Whitehurst, dear God, and their family. Bless the ministry, God, as it goes out from the north, east, west, and south, God. Let the people open up their ears so they may hear the word of God and listen for the understanding. Help them, dear God, as they go through their tests, as they go through their refinement, that as they go through everything else they go through in this earth, that they will hold on to God unchanging hands, and he will build up their strength and give them the courage to go through. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, bless our leaders, the pastors and the teachers and the evangelists and prophets. Bless the men and women of God, God, to stand on their posts and don't let go. God, we thank you so much for all your blessing, your grace, your mercy, and your love. And we forever give your name the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We just thank God for each of you that have tuned in tonight. And we pray that you go forth, take this word, be able to let it resonate in your heart, share it with someone else to be able to strengthen and to edify them. And let this dying world know that there is a living Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. We give God praise, honor, for you, and to God be all the glory. Have an awesome week. We love you. God bless.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.